Game show time. Let's do it.
All right, Mike. Today we're playing random animal trivia. I almost thought we should call it random ass animal trivia, but I left off the ass just for you. Number one, let's do this and let's see how you do with knowing your animals.
I'm big on animals.
Your random ass animals. Which animal has the longest lifespan, Mike? The blue whale, the giant tortoise, or the elephant?
Well, those turtles live a long time, so I'm going to say the turtle.
Turtle power, indeed. The lifespan of the giant tortoise is about 150 years, making it the longest living animal on the planet. But in captivity, some giant tortoises have lived as long as 177 years. Incredible to think about that when you see one at the zoo and just think, what has this guy seen? You know, what's going on through whatever he's been through?
Well,
I don't know. How many
shark.
Zoos he been to? All that.
It's like, I think it's the Greenland shark is what they call it, that lives to be like 300 years old.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I don't understand how that's possible, but I guess they said because of the cold water, it helps them stay alive longer somehow. So, all right, let them live, literally. Next up, what is the longest known ant colony, Mike? 3.7 miles, 37 miles, or 3,700 miles of ant colony?
You know, it's got to be something ridiculous. I'm going to go with 3,700 miles.
You are two for two. The largest recorded contiguous colony of ants in the world that we know of stretches 3,700 miles, over 6,000 kilometers from northern Italy through the south of France to the Atlantic coast of Spain.
That is crazy.
And it is made up of a species of ant from Argentina that was brought to Europe during the 1920s. So this species of ant has created this colony, which I'm sure has gone through many iterations. But it only got to Europe in the 1920s, and look how much they've proliferated. That's amazing. Next up, what is the only mammal capable of true flight? Would it be a bat, a hummingbird, or a flying squirrel?
A bat, right?
That's right.
All right.
It's based on knowing which one of those animals is actually a mammal and which one can actually fly, so... Hummingbirds aren't mammals, and flying squirrels don't actually fly. Bats are the only mammals capable of true flight.
Yeah, flying squirrels just jump, right?
Yeah, and they've got the big flaps of skin. Lost all that weight. Now they
big
just got
flaps
flappy
of skin. Dr. Now's got to operate on them.
Yeah, the bat's wing, though, is very much like a human hand with extremely long fingers. So when you look at a bat wing, that is actually like a pinky finger all the way out on the edge with webbing in between. That's
bat wing also
they're...
uncomfortably veiny.
Oh, yeah. Extremely veiny. Bats can be found almost anywhere in the world, except for areas with extreme temperatures such as polar regions and deserts and the Indians clubhouse. There are almost 1,000 species, 1,000 species of bats worldwide, ranging in size from less than an inch to almost 6 feet, Mike.
Get out of here.
6 foot bat.
6 feet. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up, I figured you'd like this question. How many times per day does the giant panda make... Who? 5 times, 10 times, or 40 times? Thank you, Ted.
Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
What was it? Five, what? Five,
10,
or 40?
Or 40. Per day.
You can't go poo 40 times?
Okay,
10
so what's
times.
Ooh, sorry.
Is it 40?
Yes, you can. The average
40 times.
The average daily diet of a giant panda consists of 20 to 30 pounds of bamboo. Think about how big a panda is, right? I mean, they're big, but 30 pounds of bamboo a day.
But doesn't a panda, like, sleep all day? What, is it just crapping while it sleeps?
Yeah, pretty much. The giant panda, they say, defecates up to 40 times a day. So,
dude, I got that beat.
Next up, which animal has the highest blood pressure? A giraffe, a flea, or a blue whale?
It's got to be something, Stu. They can't measure a flea's blood pressure, right?
I don't know. Can they?
I'm going to go with Red Hot Chili Peppers' bassist flea has the highest blood pressure. What was the first one?
Giraffe, flea,
giraffe
or
is my
blue
answer.
Whale.
Giraffe.
All right, and giraffe is correct. Now, can you guess why it would have extremely high blood pressure?
Now, I'm just trying to think about a little tiny blood pressure cuff that you put on a flea.
Well, it's not. It doesn't go where you think, especially when you measure flea the basis blood pressure. It goes somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the extremely long neck of the giraffe, Mike, that is why it has high blood pressure. In fact, it has an oversized heart. You want to know how big a giraffe's heart is?
Tell me.
2 feet long.
Wow.
And 25 pounds. But it has to pump the blood all the way up to its head. As a result, the giraffe has the highest blood pressure of any animal, nearly twice the blood pressure of an average human. Not surprisingly, because of their high blood pressure, giraffes are prone to heart attacks. And then when it gets a heart attack and a 2-foot heart, it's a big deal.
You know who has low blood pressure?
Who's that?
Like dangerously low? My wife. Where she
really?
Will go in and they have to retest her because they think she's dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how that's low incredible. Her blood pressure is.
You can have both, right? You can, like, high blood pressure, bad. But low, super low blood pressure can also be bad, right?
If I don't know. Low. I mean, I guess they tell her she's fine.
Well,
but
I'm
every
saying,
time
right?
Like, she gets it tested, it's super low.
I think there's a level it can get too low and then, yes, also dead. So, yeah, got to stay in between. Next up, which organ can account for up to 30% of a shark's body weight, Mike? Is it its heart, its stomach, or its liver? You thought I was saying something else.
Yeah,
I wasn't. I was
waiting for that pause.
Which one is it? Heart, stomach, or liver? 30% of a shark's body weight, one organ. Which one?
I got to tell you, those sharks, man, they booze it up in those waters. I'm going to say the liver bone.
You're correct. Now, do you know why?
What did I just say? They're boozing it up in the water.
It is not sharky drinky. It is not that. Unlike bony fish, because remember, sharks' bodies are made out of cartilage. Okay. Unlike those bony fish, sharks do not have gas-filled swim bladders for buoyancy. And you know the noise that gas-filled swim bladders make. They make a fun noise
mm-hmm.
when they escape the gas from the bladder. Anytime you want
to. Ted's got farts all over the place.
I got to find a fart sound bite.
No, but the shark does not have a gas-filled swim bladder for buoyancy. Instead, they float around because they got a whole big thing of oil in the liver. They got oily livers, Mike.
Oily livers.
So the oil, of course, oil would float in water, and that is what helps the shark. Buoyancy is a large liver filled with oil, and it can be up to 30% of the shark's body weight.
Gas-filled bladder is the title of Bjork's latest album.
Which rodent can go its entire life without drinking water? A lemming, a porcupine, or a kangaroo rat? Goes its entire life without drinking water. Never taking a sip.
What was the first one?
A lemming, a
I
porcupine.
You said a lemon. I'm like,
no,
a lemon.
No, a lemmy climster from Motorhead. That's what,
his
no.
wart. Is,
yes. It's life-sustaining. It's like a cactus. All the water's short of me. No. Lemming, a lemming, a porcupine, or a kangaroo rat. Which one can go its entire life with no water? Come on, stay focused here.
I'll say it's the kangaroo rat.
Yes!
Yes!
Kangaroo rats obtain enough water.
They live in the bush.
That's right. Well, they obtain enough water through metabolic oxidation, something I know you're a big fan of.
Yeah,
metabolic oxidation of the seeds they eat. And they don't need to drink water at all. So they just eat seeds. Their body's like, yeah, there's some water in here. We're good. And that's all they need. And finally, how do geckos stick to walls? Is it suction cups on their feet, a sticky secretion, or hair? What's
the
reason?
I'm going to go with sticky secretion.
Also a Bjork album. But
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
It's hair, Mike. Geckos can stick to surfaces because their bulbous toes are covered in hundreds of tiny microscopic hairs. And each one of those hairs splits off into hundreds of even smaller bristles called spatulae. And those stick to the contours in walls and ceilings. And there's a thing called the van der Waals force that kicks in. I don't have time to explain the physics of it. The point is, electrons get involved. There's electromagnetic attraction between the hairs and the wall. And that's why a gecko sticks to the wall and tries to sell you insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If your tummy really hurts and you think you got a squirt, diarrhea.
That's the new Bjork album.
car.